Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
1067 The Fan. Booking a flight to Dallas. After that, we're going to be booking a flight somewhere else, B.
Yeah.
We don't know where yet, but it's coming, baby. After every win.
Yeah, big ears. We've been in 91.
Yeah, dog. I mean, honestly, I've grown into them. The ears look better now than they have at most points in my life.
Wow, dog. They look as wide as your collar.
Landfill asked us all to send a picture of us in 1991, and because Jeff and White Brian are so damn young, I'm the only one that was alive then. Landfill, were you born? Can we get a Landfill picture in 91?
I'll look for one, but I was pretty young.
All right, well, let's get a Landfill baby picture. But look,
after... Hey, yo, JP, is that starter jacket?
Yeah, dude.
Yo, that is fire.
That joint's fire.
That is fire.
When we were doing Christmas shows... And it was like, oh, what's the best Christmas present you ever got? All that. Like, I remember getting a Sega Genesis, and I remember getting a new bike. But my favorite present that I ever got in my life was that black Redskins starter.
That Redskins starter, check it out.
Bro, it was just the truth. I believe that photo is September of 91. I could be wrong, but I believe that's accurate. Here's what we're going to do. At 11 a.m., after wins, we open the phone lines up. Credit Pie. Now, yes. We have done this 11 times this year. It's very rare for us.
And we can add up some years sometime and we better get to 11.
Yo, I mean, Ron, last year and the year before was 8-4, right? Right, I think. Anyway, we let Joop lead us off, our guy Joop. How do you do, sir?
Hey, man, Timothy Daniels done did it again.
He's
hey, look, D-Man, I'm going to let you go with that tutu. I know you catching some heat, but out of respect, I'm going to let you go, even though I feel like if I put you on K Street, we can both make some money, because, you know, Gator don't play that.
You're not putting me on no K Street. It's only a bit.
Hey, I feel like Washington Commanders got a theme going on, cooking up these birds. You know, handing out two pieces and a biscuit, and I'm talking about buttermilk biscuits at that. But y'all know what time it is. Let's hit this victory ritual play. Let's all hit the Ric Flair.
Woo! I love it, Juke. Right. Thank you, buddy.
All right, brother, man.
No pride.
All right, that's our guy, Juke. I got people chiming in via Twitter. Nelson Jordan, Credit Pie, 50% to Jaden. OZ and Ertz, 15%. DQ and Joe Witt, 15% for second half adjustments. And the fans, 20% sold out crowd.
Hell yeah.
And that was the loudest it's been in quite some time. That crowd was awesome last night.
I was rolling in. I saw a lot of burgundy and gold, brother.
I thought that crowd was really good. There were a few Falcons fans, but it's also who cares? I think that's just life in the kind of the modern NFL that there's going to be visiting fans around. But that crowd was so loud.
I think a lot of the fans of Falcons are like Michael Vick fans.
Yeah.
From this area.
Totally. Jeff, you've been to every home game, I believe. Or you missed the one because it was Poets Christmas party.
Yep.
What'd you think of that crowd last night?
That was the best crowd, dude. Like I said, it was packed and it was majority Commanders fans. Like, I think when I looked around, for every 20 Commanders fans, I maybe seen a Falcons fan.
Sure. I don't think I don't think Falcons fans kind of travel like that.
Nah.
But Lanfield, can you help me remember, wasn't there one game that Jeff left early? And
yeah, I think it was the Bears game. I think it was he missed the Hail Mary.
You missed the Hail Mary.
Did you leave early last night? Were you not there last night for the overtime?
No, I told you. I walked down in the tunnel, Jeff was in the tunnel.
I know. I was standing next to him.
Yeah.
But just so we're clear, so you would watch last night when they won in overtime?
Yes.
What about the Eagles game when they won at the end?
I almost ran across the charity event.
No. But were you there for that one?
No, I wasn't there.
Okay. And then the Hail Mary, were you there for that?
The Hail Mary, no. I left to beat traffic.
You left early for a Hail Mary.
Bro, nobody knew the Hail Mary was coming. Like, let's not make it that.
B and I didn't leave.
Y'all were working.
We were there.
Hey, look, I still witnessed it with some good people that are great Washington fans in my house. I walked in, four people watching the game. Literally, I walk in on
right when it happened.
As soon as he snapped the ball, I'm like, all right, we got a chance. He threw it up. I said, dang, they tipped it. Then it went back to Noah Brown. Oh, we lost it. Lost.
I'm sure y'all did.
I told you before this season, if it was, oh, the Commanders got to march down the field, it was a scary feeling. Now it's like, all right, let's go get it done.
Got a chance.
Dude, you're dead on, Jeff. There is never a moment with this team and specifically with Jaden where you think they're out of it. Like, they're just never out of it. And I think the team feels that. I think the fans feel that. I think the coaching staff, all of them. It's a special feeling when you got guts in a quarterback, man.
I said when he got the ball, I said, Cliff got to go in his bag. I guess Jaden said, hell, my name Cliff. Jaden went in his bag for sure.
Let's go to Derek. Derek, let's hear your credit pie, buddy.
JP, B-Match.
What's up, brother?
Happy Victory Monday, gentlemen.
You too, buddy.
Bro.
I was at the game. I lost my voice. Usually I have a beautiful voice. It's all raspy right now. We were screaming. It was a crazy environment. I'm going to give my credit pie. You know, it's got to be mostly JD, 95%. He was balling out against a really good defense in Atlanta. They don't talk about Atlanta's defense that much, but it is an elite defense. And he went out there as a rookie, and he did his thing. And you know, I've been giving No Yak Zach a lot of slack this year, and he picked up his game in a tough spot last night. So I'm not a hater, and I'll give him his credit. He gets 5% credit from me, 5%. No more.
He had two touchdowns, including the game winner. And
five, JP. We could have handed the ball to anybody on the one-yard line right there, and they could have done it. But you know what? Like I said, I'm not a hater. He gets 5%, JP.
All right. He gets
5%. He did great. And I'm really looking forward to how we perform against the Rams. I guess we're set up to play the Rams. I really want to play the Eagles, guys. I want to beat them. I want to beat them in the playoffs. They think that they're so much better than us, and they are on paper. But we slapped them last week, and I think we can slap them again in the postseason. I'm really feeling this team. I'm liking our chances. Shout out to the chat. Shout out to my Boston family, and shout out to y'all. Riders forever. Let's go, Commanders. Left hand up, and let's win a playoff game this year. Baby, 11 wins. Oh, my God. I'm 31 years old, JP. I've never really seen a team this good in D.C. 2 years ago, I wanted to stop rooting for the Commanders, man. Now they brought me back to life. I love this team. I love our chances to win in the playoffs, and I love the direction that we're heading in, guys. I love it.
All right, bro.
Appreciate you, man. That's a great call.
He went up, boy. He was getting excited, boy.
He was. I mean, think about the amount of young people that have never seen anything like this. I mean, hell, Jeff.
Hey, well, CK just said all five grandkids got a Jaden jersey. Normally, people ask for other people's jerseys.
Dude, and in the era we live in now, fandom is very different for kids now than it was when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, when I was a kid, you basically only had access to your local teams and then whatever playoff, whatever like highlights were on, yeah. right? But like everybody, most people back then, you were just fans of the local team, unless like your dad or your aunt or something was from somewhere else and like made you root for them. Like yep. I think about my boy Bartosi was a Giants fan, but everybody else was a Skins fan. And that was because his dad was from New York. But like now these kids can like whoever they want. And the culture is kind of pushed that way where it's like, nah, I'm a Steph Curry fan. I'm a LeBron fan rather than like I'm just a Bullets fan.
Yeah.
But now Washington has this unique intersection where you've got this huge, loyal, local fan base that wants their kids to be fans. And the kids are like, wait, you got that guy? And they're all in.
Yeah.
Because of Jaden.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, so CK, the Clusterbuster's son is in here wearing his Jaden Daniels shirt. My girls last night were wearing their Jaden Daniels t-shirts that Maya got them. I have a buddy. I think this is a perfect encapsulation of it. Friends of ours, the McCarthys. He's from New York, Giants fan. She's from here. Huge, huge Redskins fan. Family, the whole nine yards, right? And the boy was rooting for the Giants because his dad would take him to the games.
Mm-hmm.
Mom took him to a couple games, but there was no vibe at FedEx for a while. This year, they had to buy him a second Jaden Daniels jersey because he won't take it off. And they're like, we got to be able to wash it sometimes.
Yeah,
it's a six-year-old boy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that is what has changed, dude.
My buddy's son was 8 years old, so they came to the suite yesterday. But then little Roman, Jeff. Roman had on a Jaden Daniels jersey with a Terry McLaurin jersey under it. He said, hey, B-Bitch, can you sign my jersey? So I signed the jersey. Say, can you sign this one, too? He pulled it up and got so he had about, what, eight guys sign his jersey yesterday. He had a little necklace on. So Fred Davis. Fred walked in. He walked up to Fred and say, man, we got the same necklace on. He had a little fake one.
I love it, man. I love it.
They're getting into it, brother.
Yeah, man. Let's keep the phones going. Jimbo is in Manassas. What up, Jimbo? You got a credit pie for us?
Hey, gentlemen. B-Mix Friendly Aquarium Boys. How y'all doing, man?
Man, you sound like you hurt.
You sound gassed, dog.
Hey, man. I'm freestyling today. I just woke up half an hour ago after going to the game. Just in time for the tutu, thankfully. So.
Oh, boy.
man, listen. I have two credit pies, man. 100% organizationally. Josh Harris on down, Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, to all the coaches and players that made this happen. And then an extra pie. I'm going to channel my inner Comandante Tequila here. Half of that pie with whipped cream goes to Jaden Daniels, man, my hero, bro. And then the other half to the fans for showing up last night. It was amazing. I was there. Like, I've never seen so little opposing fans, like, in my life going to that stadium. And I'm a Y2K baby. I just haven't seen this in my life. And I'm just so proud of this team after years of struggle. We've stayed with it, and now we're reaping the benefits of that. And I appreciate y'all, man, you know, being able to share this season with you all throughout the years. After all we've been through throughout the years, I'm appreciative. So thanks for taking my call, guys.
I appreciate you, Jimbo. I feel like Jimbo's called in before, awfully rowdy.
Yeah.
Seems like last night took a lot out of him. And also, Y2K is, what, 2000? So that makes my man 24? Sounded like he was 70. Didn't he sound old?
Yeah.
Get some sleep, dog. Me and B were up till 3 in the morning. We sound better than you. Talking for a living.
Yeah, yeah.
Lawrence in D.C. Scarrett's. Lawrence, what up, dude?
What up, brother? What up, Jay? What up, B?
What up, brother?
Man, what a movie last night, man. Good God, what a movie, man. I tell you, it's like, it felt like Friday Night Lights. Remember the Titans? Best game I've ever been to in my life, man. I swear. It was something. But I got to give Jaden 80%. I got to give our fans 15%. Man, what we hit, 120 decibels last night?
Oh, they were up there, man.
It was loud.
Up there, yes.
It was loud.
Man, listen. And let me give that other 5% to the Falcons kicker for shorting that kick, man. Because goddamn, yo, the stadium almost flipped on his head when he shorted that kick, man.
You're not wrong.
Love y'all, man. This has been a hell of a season, man. Looking forward to the playoffs, brother. Looking forward to talking to y'all about it soon.
All right, man.
Thanks for the call, bud. B, what's your credit pie look like?
Oh, man. I'm going to go straight players this time. I went with the coaches and stuff. Y'all kind of got on me for that. But if I look at the players, I'm going 50% Jaden. I'm going Zach and Zacchaeus. I'm going to give them 20. Oh, man.
I think there's a lot of folks that.
Because
I thought Quan played really well.
I was about to go Quan because I got a call from Quan's dad last night.
Getting that pick early.
Got the pick. Quan going to get 10. So, what, I'm at 80 right there?
Yeah.
And then, people can say what they want about how the defense was doing, but when we needed stops, they got stops.
In the second half,
I give the rest of the stuff to the defense.
The other 20 to the D?
Yep.
I thought it was just a real group effort. Lanville, what's your pie look like?
I give 70% to Jaden Daniels, 15% to Zacchaeus, and I'm going to give 15% to Ertz. That's my credit pie.
That's simple, huh?
Simple.
There was a play I wanted to mention specifically when they finally broke through and got a sack. I believe it was Armstrong got the sack. John Allen made a hell of a play to create the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I got a million tweets last night that I thought were really, really dumb about people like, oh, man, John Allen comes back and now we can't stop the run. They haven't stopped the run most of the season.
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley went for a buck 50 last week. J.A. wasn't playing.
Nah.
Like, I just don't understand why people feel this need to be so compulsively negative. I thought that was dumb.
That is what social media is all about.
You know what we haven't talked about that I can only imagine how freaked out people were? First half, Jaden gets bent up.
Oh, yeah.
His leg gets stuck under him, and it was like.
I call him Gumby. He reminds me a lot of Pat. Pat get twisted like that and then jump right up and start balling.
Hey, yo, funniest moment of that. Soon as it happens, Fred Smoot goes, that's the benefit of being skinny.
Yeah.
If you was fat, that knee was gone.
Young and nubile. That was a scary moment, dude. Nate had a really good tweet, Marcel Nate. He said the 3 seconds of changes in emotions from easy get there to oh my God. Now that was the McNichols. He had a better one about Jaden where he's like, oh, I gotta go take an edible now. I think he was just so freaked out.
I think he just wanted to take an edible.
Maybe that's true too. By the way he got bent up, man, it was that was a scary, scary moment, dude. But in the end, Jaden was just fine. He is absolutely the leader of this team. I mean, just to put it on his back, to run the ball last night when he knew it's what they had to do.
Oh, yeah.
He went 16 for a buck 27 last night.
Dude, he started just racking them up, man.
Just carving them up.
He drops back. It wasn't nothing there. And that's what sometimes you have to understand. You read a game, you know what your line is doing, how people are getting pressure. And that clock that may have been 3.5, 4 seconds, the clock's down 2.
Right.
So you see he'll drop back and look, and then he's like, I got to go. I got to get out of here.
Yo,
and they gave that up in previous games. You don't give it up against him.